Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me right now, you can get him on Twitter, at Greg Aumann, A-U-M-A-N. Greg Aumann joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Greg, appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening for me. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So I guess just to start with, you're there in Tampa. I guess what's the general reaction right now among fans, among people calling shows like this, the reaction to the news over the past 3 or 4 days about Jameis Winston?
Yeah, I would say fans are genuinely split. The numbers are fairly right down the middle in terms of how they feel about this. There's still a lot of fans that are very supportive of Winston, want to stick with him, looking forward to seeing him come back in week 4, that kind of thing. And there are others that have had enough. Obviously, there's kind of a big middle ground, not sure what to make of this. But there's others that, we wrote a story today in today's paper on a guy who mailed the Bucks his Jameis Winston jersey, like did not feel comfortable wearing it anymore, so just mailed it back to the team. So, like I said, wide spectrum of reaction from fans. And again, in general, the off-field things are going to matter more to some more than others. So a little bit of everything here.
Greg, I live in Houston, so I'm in a city that like Tampa for a number of years had been starved for a franchise quarterback, and know that now, in heading into year two of Deshaun Watson, know just how much even the whiff of a possibility of a guy who can bring you a Super Bowl can mean to a community. Can you tell us, trying to separate what's happened over the last 4 days, looking more over the aggregate of the last 3 seasons, what does Jameis Winston mean to that community in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like you said, Tampa Bay has not had a franchise quarterback to speak of. I mean, Winston is 24 years old and will set several Bucks career passing records this year. It's just that bad. It's like there's never been a Bucks quarterback to get a second contract by today's standards. And again, Winston had seemed like, oh, gosh, of course he'll get that second contract. And now, of course, you definitely have to pause before you think that way. But I think in terms of on the field, I think there had been certainly that hope and that expectation, that optimism around him. You think about year two, he gets the Bucks to 9-7, only quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards in each of his first 2 seasons in the NFL. All those kind of things kind of gave hope to fans here. And I think the main thing from a football standpoint he has to do is work on limiting his turnovers. That's kind of been the weak spot for him so far. I think he's led the NFL in fumbles and fumbles lost the last 2 years. And he's had problems with interceptions as he did in college.
Greg Aumann, Tampa Bay Times, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Greg, let's go back to draft day back in 2015. Two quarterbacks at the top of the draft, Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. And obviously Jameis being at FSU, and at the time maybe the more talented overall, maybe the more pro-ready of the two players, made it an easy decision. But can you at least take us back through the months leading up to taking Jameis Winston? Was there any debate or discussion over whether or not Mariota could have been the guy, or was it Jameis Winston all along for people in Tampa Bay?
No, there definitely was a lot of discussion about it. I think the feeling was that it was kind of one of those years kind of like Manning and Leaf. There's two at the top, and you don't know that one's going to become as great as Peyton Manning or as bad as Ryan Leaf, but obviously it's a franchise-changing decision if you're choosing between quarterbacks like that. And I think we definitely had a sense fairly early on that the Bucks liked Winston, preferred Winston. They were very much kind of prepping the market and the city and the fans for the idea of having him. Lovie Smith in particular is a guy that was way out in front in support of Winston, believing in him as a person, as a player. And again, the familiarity of him being here in the state of Florida State, having a national championship there, there was a natural carryover of a lot of fans that, if you were in Florida and a Florida State fan, you just kind of became a Bucks fan with Winston going from one to the other. So, no, I think that was always accepted as the preferred one there, but there's definitely some. And when we read polls, it was certainly not anything unanimous by any means in terms of who the better quarterback was, both from an off-field and an on-field perspective.
Yeah, it just seems like something like what's gone on, you know, well, what actually happened was 2 years ago, but at least the outcome of it, the end result of it, of Winston being suspended for three games, would seem to be an ideal opportunity for anyone who was backing Mariota a few years ago to do a little armchair quarterbacking because of how seemingly opposite the two are in terms of the, you know, the off-the-field stuff. Mariota is a choir boy compared to Jameis.
Right. Oh, no, absolutely. And that was – they were – probably cast as foils from the start that way.
Yeah.
And even on the football field. I mean, Mariota was a guy that was very careful with the ball, not the playmaker that Winston was in college, but when, you know, I forget how many intercepts he had his last year at Oregon, but it was single digits and maybe even on a single hand how many picks he had. So you had somebody who was high risk and would give you lots of big plays, but also lots of mistakes and turnovers. And you had Mariota who was efficient and maybe not as exciting or as much upside, but more careful. And, I mean, they're going to be compared against each other throughout their careers. You know, Mariota had taken a step forward because he got Tennessee to the playoffs, but he did so in a year in which he had more interceptions than he had touchdowns. So I think up to this point, it was a fairly even discussion. And now I think the fact that Winston is dealing with the multi-game suspension now is certainly something he can overcome, even in the sense of this season, if he comes back and plays well this year. But, yeah, I mean, there are people that he took a picture of a guy that had a Bucks Mariota jersey at the draft. So, I mean, there definitely were people that bought in on the other side, too.
Greg Aumann, Tampa Bay Times, joining me talking Jameis Winston. So how do you think it impacts the season coming up, Greg? We know it's a three-game suspension. We know it's three very difficult – look, three opponents that would be difficult even if Jameis Winston were under center for this team, not Ryan Fitzpatrick. But not just the season, but – through the preseason and training camp, you know, things like this hanging over the team. How do you think this manifests itself with the team?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think how the team views Jameis will go a long way towards obviously how fans view Jameis. So it certainly looks like they're sticking with him and giving him a chance here, at least in this season, to right the ship and get himself back on course. There's this balance between the positives on the field and the negatives that he's got working against him off field. And again, to be clear, he's done a lot of good things in the Tampa community since he's been here.
Yep.
They're just easily offset by the off-field things he's dealt with. But for him, you know, like you said, it's three games to start this season. They could be a good team and be 0-3 or 1-2 in these games. They're all against division champs. They're all against teams that won 11 or more games last year. To where, yes, even with Winston, they could be 1-2 and be a really good football team. So it's almost like now, with no wins in the first three games, it's like anything they did, any wins they get in those first three will be seen as just gravy. Just like, wow, didn't expect that. You know, they get the Bears in week four. They have a bye shortly after that. Or, you know, if they could be 2-2 after four games, that would be an accomplishment. And then you'd have some momentum with Winston getting back, and you kind of go from there. But there's a lot on the line this year. The head coach's job is on the line. The GM's job is on the line. Winston is trying to kind of validate a fifth-year option that was extended to him. They would pay him about $21 million for 2019. So you could see all of those stick around and things go well, or you could see a scorched earth type thing where if it doesn't go right, you're hiring a new coach, hiring a new GM, and trying to find a quarterback as well. So a lot on the line in these last 13 games that he'll play this season.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fascinating to watch. You brought up the contract. If you had to guess, and I know we're still a year away from the fifth-year option, and then, you know, who knows after that. Certainly he was in line to get a huge, huge contract at some point in the next 12 months. How do you think the team plays this contractually over the next year or two?
Yeah, I mean, the Glazer family that owns this team has been remarkably supportive of Jameis in terms of standing by him even since these allegations in November. They haven't shied away from using him to promote the team. His mural with him is on the side of the stadium. His face is all over the advertising. So I tend to think if this is the lone blemish that you see from him with the Bucs, if he comes back and behaves and plays well on the field, I think he'll have every chance to use, you know, have that next year in 19 at considerably more expense to the team to validate himself and prove himself. He just needs an uneventful year and a positive year on the field. And then, yeah, like you said, I mean, they could do the Kirk Cousins thing, and it could be a fifth-year option for him, and then it could be a franchise tag year after that, where they're not committing to $60 or $70 million guaranteed like these quarterback mega deals are these days. But eventually they're going to have to make that decision on whether he's a guy or not.
Greg Aumann, Tampa Bay Times. Greg, last thing before I let you go. You mentioned it's kind of split there locally amongst people who follow, who root for the team. The 50% that are against Jameis right now, we'll call it, has that manifested itself in any pressure on the team, you know, either from groups locally because of the nature of what Jameis was involved in, or is it more at this point just kind of noise on the radio and things like that?
No, we really, I mean, and it might be, honestly, it might, if it happened at all, it would probably be September before we saw any kind of protests or public statements. I mean, I remember when he got drafted, you wondered, like, you know, would it be women's groups, would it be other groups that would protest? And then that never really happened. I mean, here locally, you'd have fans that were upset. And I think there are certain fans that are Bucks fans and not Winston's fans. There's that level of discomfort at rooting too loudly for one person if you don't believe in things that he's done off the field or been accused of doing off the field. But no, there haven't been anything like that publicly. And it could be training camp, it could be start of the season before we see anything like that at all, if at all.
Greg Aumann, Tampa Bay Times. You can get him at Greg, A-U-M-A-N, on Twitter is where you can find him. And Greg, really appreciate you making time. Good insight. Thank you very much, and talk to you down the road. Appreciate it.
All right, you guys take care. Have a good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.